and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Let us start again the sugya, five lines from the bottom. Etana Rabbanon Amar LaSore Kisvu Get LeYishti. A person told 10 people Kisvu Utnu Get LeYishti that they should write the get, give over the get, Hasman the get. So we have here a machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe holds Yochel Levatel Ze Shalei Bifnei Ze. He's permitted to be Mevatel two of the Eidim, Shalei Bifnei Ze, even though the others are not around. They won't hear of the Bittel. He's permitted to be Mevatel Ze Shalei Bifnei Ze, Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer Eine Yochel Levatel. We'll learn the way Rashi learns the vial. He's not permitted to be Mevatel. Ela Zeh Bifnei Zeh. He's only permitted to be Mevatel a chelik of the Edim if the other Edim are around. B'mayka Miflegi. What is the machlekes of Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Be'edush Shebotlo Miktosa Botlo Kulo Kamiflegi. Achleikis is, if he was Mevatel, Achelik of the Edim, the other Edim also become Botel. Rebbe Sova Edish Shebotlo Miktsoso Loi Botlo Kulo. The Bittel and the Miktsos does not create a Bittel on the rest of the Edim. So the other Edim were not Nisbatel. The Ozli Hanoch. So if the other Edim will go, Kosvi v'yavi, and they'll go and write the get and give over the get. Lichtav v'lisvi, let them give it over. There's no problem. They did not become misbatel from the bittel of the first two edim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel sovar edish shebotlo miktsoso botlo kulo. That when he's mevatel and mixes from the edim, all the edim become botlo. V'hanoch lo yodi. The other Edim are not aware that they became this battle. Va'ozli v'kosvi v'yavi, and they're going to go and write a get and give over a get. V'sholu eishes ish la'ome, and they'll be matar an eishes ish. And there are two ways to learn pshat in this concept of Edish shebotla miktsoso botla kula. Pnei Yeshua and the Chsam Sefer learn pshat, that I assume when he's a mevatel, a chelik of the Edim, he means to be mevatel all the Edim. Edish bitla miktsasa bitla kulo. That means that he just like he's mevatel these, he found these Edim, he's mevatel, but he really intends to be mevatel all the Edim. And we mentioned last week the Stipler wants to say pshat that it's a dover memela, that since they all became shluchim through one dibur of kisvu get leishli, so if a chelik, so the kisvu is kailol all these 10 people. So if there was chal, a bittel of this kisvu on two of the Edim, one of the Edim, so automatically the whole kisvu becomes bottle. So it's not, he's mechaven to be mevatel them, but it's a bittel memela. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, omal la'sore kisvu get li'ishti, v'kaim balon, kol kame d'loy oma kulchem, if he did not say kulchem, echad kaise v'shnaim chaismin, and the rest don't have to chasm at all. Yochel levatel. So Rabbi says Yochel levatel. So Rashi stresses Yochel levatel means mutter levatel. He's permitted to be mevatel. V'leimel l'shnayim mehem al tichtavu. V'ein ze laker takonis Rabban Gamliel. So by being mevatel, these two, shelei bifnei acherim, this is no way, because as the Gemara said, Rebbe holds Eidim Shabbatal Mitzos Alei Batla Kulos. He wasn't Mevatal the other Eidim. He wasn't Mevatal the other Eidim, so it has nothing to do with Takonis Ham Gamliel. Ham Gamliel is not allowed to be Mevatal Shaloi Bifneim. Here I'm not being Mevatal them, I was just Mevatal these two. So Memele, so there's nothing to do, so I'm permitted to Mevatal these two, the Bitalis Bifneya. The other Eidim, I wasn't Mevatal them at all, so therefore I'm permitted to do this. Yoche Levatal means Mutal Levatal. That's what Rashi says. Eine Yochel. Abishima Gimli says Eine Yochel. So Rashi says Shavzu Minatakona. This is Nichlal in Takonis Am Gimli Lazokin. Number one. So Eine Yochel means he's not permitted. Now Rashi says V'imbitloi Eine Mevutal. Grat Abishima Gimli holds that if a person is over on Takonis Am Gimli Lazokin, so the bitl is in Chal. Dimkein Makoyach Bezn Yofet. So it will come out, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the other Eidim did not become Batal, because Ma'alz Makoyach Bezn Yofet. So he had no right to be Mevatal the other Eidim, number one. And number two, the Bittel is in Chal, Ma'alz Makoyach Bezn Yofet. Lai Batla Kula. Hilkach lechosh Rabban Gamliel lahayshiv bezn v'limonis alkach. So there was no yeshiva's bezn to aser a bittul shalay b'fneihem she'ein bazul mibnei tikkun ha'olam, because here there's no tikkun ha'olam. If it's shaloi bifneim, the ozli hanach le bottle kamayu, because of yovlo va ozlo mincve shape kamincve. Here there's no problem that there was a bitul shaloi bifneim because he wasn't mevatel them. It was only mevatel the shluchim that were bifono. Rav Shimon Gamliel says bottle kula, bafilu nishtairu shnayim, he wasn't mevatlo b'fneim, a botlo afheim. They also became botlo. Bahanach lo yodi, and these others were not aware, the botlo, that they became botlo. Ba'ozli v'kosli, v'yovilo, they're going to give her the get, or mitzvah the get posel. That is one mahalach in the machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if one is permitted to be mevatel zeh shalei bifnei zeh, according to Rabbi, one is permitted because the bittul is only on those that are lefonav, and the others never became this battle. So he's permitted. So he's not going kineget takonis Rabbi Gamliel azokim. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he's not permitted because the bittul on these affect the other Edom also. Either it's a direct bittul or it's an indirect bittul. So Mamele, it's also to do this. He's being Mavato Shalei Bifnayim. And God, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds of the Lomdus of Makoyach Bezn Yofet that the bittul won't help. V'boi Yisayim, now the Gemara wants to say another Mahalach the machloikis Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The kul alma eidish shabot lo mitzoso leibot lo kulo. That the eidim, the other eidim will not become botlo. So why does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says eini yachol avato zeh shalei bifnei zeh? You can't say it's not permitted to be avato zeh shalei bifnei zeh, because why not? What's wrong? The others don't become botlo. I wasn't mevatel them, or they don't become bottle, so there's no bittul shalei bifnei ha'edim. V'hoch ayinu taime, so what is פשט רב שמעון גמליאל אין יכול לבטל זה שלא בפני זה. רב שמעון גמליאל כסובר מילסה ומסעבדה באפי הסורת. If the mini hashliches was made with a maimed of these ten, tzriche bei asore lemishlofo. So to undo the mini that was made with a maimed of these ten, you can only undo it if these ten are standing there. Some emela. So now we have a new taich in eini yochel levatol zeh shaloi bifnei zeh. Hashem Gamliel is saying that it is not bekoichoi to mevatel the two eidim that is mevatel bifneim, because if the others are not around, so he cannot be oike the minui. Akiras amini goes with a klal of osa dibur mevatel dibur. The dibur horishain is more olim than the dibur haachain. The dibur horishain was a dibur of kisvu lasor anoshim. That was a dibur olim. The dibur of bittul was only said bifnei shnayim. So layosi dibur mavato dibur some meila. So these two can also continue to be edim on the get, because the bittul is nchal. Viboyis aime. Loibot lakulo. Zogt Rashi. Ve'en kan gzeire. There's no gzeire whatsoever. At the time that Shem Gamliel loimishim takonu, not als takonus Rabban Gamliel, she'en yochel levatel ala bifneim, ala kasova ein bitulei bitul at sheyevatel bifnei kulam. Till he be mevatel, those he wants to be mevatel, bifnei kulam, b'maymet kulam. Vahai ein yochel de koma. So according to the second shot, lav isurahu does not mean he's not permitted, mishum oiver al takone, because he's not oiver on the takone. Those that he is mevatel, he's mevatel bifneya. And the others he's not mevatel in gans. Lachi koma ein boi koyach levatel ela bifnei kulam. He only is capable of being mevatel these two if all of them are standing. Ben yochel levatel zeh shaloi bifnei zeh. L'mishlefeho l'chaltzo u'lahasira. Zot the Gemara. Iboyelu. Kulchem mal. What will the din be if he said kulchem? He didn't say kisvu alone. Kisvu would know. Kisvu atnu to 10 people means that from these 10, one should write, two should chasme, should give over. But we do not need the chsimis of all 10. If he said kulchem kisvu atnu, so that means he was makbid that all 10 have to chasme. Kulchem mal. What will the din be if he said kulchem? So this will depend on how we learn pshat according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why did Rav Shimon Gamliel say, "Eni yochel levatel zeh shaloi bifnei zeh"? If you'll say, "Mishum dekesova edish shabot lo miktsasa bot lo kulo," so I'm not allowed to be mevatel too, because the other Edim become this battle, Shaloi Bifneyim. And that can bring about a kilkul. They're unaware that they became this battle. And they'll go and give a get, not knowing that they're Oishluchim Oishaydim, and that'll bring about a kilkul. But if he said Kulchem, so kulchem means that the get cannot be given over unless everyone chasmes. So a kilkul will not come out. Let's say these 8 are unaware, they'll chasma on the get, but they won't give over the get. We need these 2. So we come over to these 2. So they say, well, we're bottle. So memelas, so no kilkul will come out. So therefore, according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, you're permitted to be mevatel. Eini yochel means I'm not permitted to be mevatel ze sheloy bifnei ze. I'm not permitted to do such a thing because the bittel on these two will create a kilkul. But here, by kulchem, there will not be a kilkul, so I'm permitted to be mevatel. If we'll learn any yochel of vatel means I'm not bekoyach to be mevatel 2 out of 10. Because if it's sheloy b'mayim et kulam, it's not a dibur olam that can be mevatel. So it comes out that these two never became bottle. So I have 10 eidim. So all ten of them could write to get. Let's see in a veinik. Kulchem, mal time to shim gamlik. Mishim to ksav eidish a bottle miktos a bottle kul, and therefore it's not permissible. Vahani kivin domalu kulchem, leimotzi kosvi viyovi. So it will be permissible. I dilme. Time it rabshim gamli, mishim de ksova kal milsa de misavde ba'api be'asor, etzriche be'asor, le mishlefe. Rabshim gamli means he's not capable of being mevato ze, if it shall lay bifnei ze. Vahilkach afilu kulchem nami. Let us see what Rashi says. Kulchem chsumu, the kaimolon, the ene get, ad she yachtemu kulam, odom eftachas. Mau, mi osa rabshimim megamliu, shulay yevatel es echod ayeshnayim, shulay bifnei chavrem. Is there an isel to be mevatel ze, shulay bifnei ze? So Rashi was speaking all along that rabshimim megamliu means, ene yochel levatel, according to the first lotion, that there's an issa, you're not permitted to. Haim, the Rabshim Gamliel Heichet, Layam Akul, Chemishim Dekasov, Abot Lakul, V'chai Yishtil Mosli Hani, Layodi Bibitul, those, the other Eidim, who are unaware of the Bitul, V'yavilo. I'll give it over. V'och, but over here, by Kulchem, like a Lamechashloch. The maid, the yodi, they all know the kulan tzrichen lachtem, that all of them have to chasme, v'chol kamad lechsi mikulu, v'yovilo, it will not be given over. So if it will not be given over, no kilku whatsoever would come out. Aydil memishum de kasova, ein yochel, means because it has, the bittel has to be b'maimet kulam, v'hilkach, la botalu, lagamri, it's not botal at all. Because these two, he also was not mevatal. V'chos mi bei, afilu hani, the bottle kamayu. So memela, these two can also chasme. Im chavireyim, with their chavireyim, v'yovilo. Now let us see the Gemara further. So we have here a shayla. Toshma, we learned abaraisa, Amal l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti. So in this case of Amal l'shnayim, Yochel levato ze shaloi bifnei ze, divrei Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel oimer, eini yochel levato ela ze bifnei ze. L'shnayim dechi kulchem domi, shnayim is equivalent to kulchem. That means, the second eight, that if we say Eidish Abotla Mikzosa, will not be able to chasma the get and give over the get. You need to aid them. So Memele, so Akilkel will not come about over here. Upligi, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Eine Yochel Avato. So we see Klor, that Pshat Rav Shimon Gamliel is out. Kol Mil said the Misav de Bei Asore, Tzorech Asore Le Mishlofe. Let us see Rashi. Yochel Levato. Rabbi says Yochel Levato. Bahavi Bittu, Yalau Tu, Nitzah Bittu, Ve'ein Zekor Shaliyes Oidei Bedova Asher Yitzaveyo, and the one he was Mevato cannot be an Eid anymore till it is an Umilut. Eini yochel avato. Ba'lo atzmai kosher lachtoi. and he kept chasme. Vashnayim, the kulam, sechem lachtai. All of them have to chasme over here. Belekalem, heichish, dol mazel, chad vachasem, beloi chamrei, this chshash of kilkul is not applicable here, if he only made two people, edim lachtai. Vekama, eine yachel levatom. Rav Shimon does not mean one is not permitted. It means it's not a bitul. It's called milsa de misavda bapi asore. Tzorech asore le mishlofei. So we're pushed to shayla. So we see klar the time of Rav Shimon Gamliel is als the second mahalach als called milsa de misavda bapi asore. Omar Ravashi. So Ravashi said, Ibe Eidik Sive, Omar Lishnaim Tnu Getli Ishtik. So what are these Shnaim? Are these Shnaim Eidim to write the get also and to give it over? Or are these Shnaim only Shluche Lahaloche? He gave them a Fartik get and he told them Tnu Getli Ishtik that either one of you can give over the get. So he says, so Ravashi said like this, Ibe Eidik Sive Ochinami. If the Varais would be speaking by Eidik Sive, so then 100% why Rav Shimon Gamliel would not say, Eini Yochel Ovatel Zebif Neizeh, because here there's no Issa whatsoever. A Kilkul will not come out. So Rav Shimon Gamliel would not say, Eini Yochel Ovatel. No, speaking about shluchim lahalochem. So shliach lahalochem. So memele, so here the pasta kilkul. Because you don't need both of them to give over the get. So a kilkul can come about, if he was mevatel zeh shalom ifnei zeh, so it could be that Sharam Shem Gamliel says, ein yochel levatel zeh shalom, he's not permitted to be mevatel one shliach, not in front of the other shliach, because the second shliach won't be aware of it, and he might go and give over the get, and there'll be a kilkul, because he holds, shluchim shabbat l'miktos, shabbat l'kulam. So you have no raya from this price. Omar Rabashi, Ihan Yishnaim Eidik Siva Bechsimeim Hachinami the Moida Rav Shimon Gamliel Diyochel Avatel is permitted to Mabitu Leibitu. The time Mishum Gzeire Bochel Ekolamik Zamid. Here there's no Gzeire. There's no Kilkul. No, speaking about Beide Halach, the Hainut Nud the Kamah. The Kama Hocho Lishnayim Haget Nitalem Liyeshluchim. This is the Tnu that he said to both of them. Not the Tnu is to write a get, no Haget Nitalem. The get, a father get was given over to them. Liyeshluchim Ulama Yisraelo. The Hocho Ki Kama Lechad. Now, if it'll be mevatel one of them, ozel idoch delo yada umosolo. If he shein ze edish yishneim tzrichem liyasham, here this is not edis. If it be edis, there's no shash kilkul. Ela shlichis. Bula yada de botla shlichusa. And he will not know that his shlichis became botla. The shlichis she botla miktosa botla kula. So I saw that Tereshmu, the Loshna of Rashi, would seem very much like the Pnei Yeshua. Rashi says a bitl on the second one. It's not an automatic thing. It's that's kolol on his bitl. Al koponim, so Ravashi said, you have no raya from this paraisa, because this paraisa is not speaking about a case that's equivalent to kulchem. This paraisa is speaking about shluchem, there's nothing to do with kulchem. There's a kilkul if the other one will not know. So memele, that's why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in Yochel Lavato Zeh Sholei Bifneze. Zit the Gemara weiter. Hachinami Mistavre. This Akimta of Ravashi that was speaking about Shluchim, it's very Mistavre, and that's Pshat in the Bereise. Why? The Ktani Sefer, the Sefer this Bereise says like this. Oma loze bifnei atzmoi, vi loze bifnei atzmoi, that means it was a bazundere minui on each one. Yochel levatel ze shalei bifnei ze. So here Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is also made the yochel levatel ze shalei bifnei ze. That means if there was two separate minuyim, so then there's zicher no vote, there's no problem, there's no vote of eidah shebotla mikzosa botla kula, because there was two separate minuyim, so each bittel is a bittel on the minuy that was made. Or if we learn out, kol milsa de misav de bape yasora, here there was no bape yasora, there's two different minuyim. Yochel batel ze sholei bifnei ze. Yamre pishloime be'eidi heiloche, if it's speaking about shluchim, Shapel. So it's very good. It's speaking about shluchim. So you can make two shluchim zeh bifnei atzmei v'zeh bifnei atzmei. I told him you can take the get. I told the other one he can take the get. Eli amrit beidik siva. But if we'll say it's speaking about eidik siva, mi mitstalfi can two Eidei Ksive become Mitzuref. Ha'omar Amar and Yedusa Mitztar Refes Ad Sheyiru Shneim Ke'echa. That means Eidei Haget, what are they chasmening on? Eidei Haget are chasmening on the Das HaBal. So if the Baal told both of them, I want you to write a get for me, so both of them heard Sivei HaBal, both of them could be meyed that the Baal wants to be megarish. So memela, that's kosher eidim. So you have two eidim being meyed on tzivui Baal. But if it is speaking about, but here we're speaking about omel zebifnei atzmai, zebifnei atzmai. So you have different eidis. That means the first eid heard 10 o'clock from the Baal, that the Baal says, I want you to chasm it again. So we hear 10 o'clock tzivui Baal. The second eid heard 12 o'clock tzivui HaBaal. So this is a different eidus. So he's being made on a 12 o'clock tzivui. He's being made on a 10 o'clock tzivui. So you do not have two eidim which are made on the same thing. So memele, so it's possible eidus. You need, there has to be a tziruf in the riyas eidus. The shmiyas eidus. Ha'omar mar ein eidusa mitztarefes ad sheyiru shneim ke'echot, that both have to see at one time that what they're being made on. And here, each one is being made on a different tzivui. So akochoch, we're not speaking about eidim. Akochoch, we're speaking about shluchim. Raya teravashi. So shluchim, we can have a mini of one shliach at one time, a mini of a second shliach at a second time. So the Gemara says, that is no raya. Do make Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha's virale. Maybe this paraisa holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, who holds Eidus Miyachedus is good. So Mamela, so it could be, it's like Eidus Miyachedus, we're speaking about a minui of Eidim Lachtaim. You're being ma'oira, that there's a problem over here. There's no problem, because it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Let us see Rashi. Achinami mistabre de beide eloche koma at the Baraisa speaking about shluchim, the time in Mishum Shoshe, Dilma Ozel Haidala Yoda Vyoivla. Because it says in the Sefer, Omala Zebif Neyatzmai Imit Chiluk Shoson Shluchim. Layom Alish Neim Yachad Alechad Mehem Vachosu Amalach Aveiraim. Hinei Masati Get Lepleini Lisite Leishti. Vim Tirtza Gamata Vishlich Ligarsho. And as Yoch Levato, Ubotul Zemiter Shliches. Shem Gir Shoze Einem Gereshes, the one he was Mavato, Avashaini Yoch Ligarish. The kivin the mitchila loy bebasachas, since the meaning was not bebasachas, ein kan loy mashlichish shabotlo mitzosa botlo kulo, the ozo hai de loyoda bebitule, the yoivlo shapir ko yoivlo. So it's very good. So if it's speaking about shluchim, shapir, kalmeima, omala zebif neyatzmai, שאין זה עדוס שיצטלחו לראי שדשמוי עדוס תחילוק אחד, that עדוס has to be seen or heard together, simultaneously. אלה ימרת עדיך סימה, עדוס כמורה בינו. We need עדוס, ומי מצטלחי, so can these two עדים become a צורף, כי אומר לו זה בפני עצמו, זה בפני עצמו. We learned by עדוס, they have to simultaneously see the Eidus. Sumo says it's not right. It could be it's going Rabbi Yeshua ben Koche. The Pligi Allah Begsheni the Ksubis, the Sanhedrin, well, Machel Bezach Hazer. Fine. So, Mamela, so we don't have a Raya to Ravashi. It could be it's speaking about Eidim also. Then we'll have a riot, so then this is like Kulchem, so we have a riot, the time of Rav Shimon Gamliel is, out Kol Milsa, the Misavah, the Avda Bapa Asor, Tzicha Be Asor Alam Mishlefe. So we don't have a riot. Just let's learn a little further, and then we'll see Taisus. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehudet, Shamet minei derab abe tarti. I heard two things from Rab Abba. What's two things? Chode, we have here two machloikesen in the Gemara Namad Aleph between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. We had one machloikes, bitla mevuto or bitla eine mevuto. A person was over on takonis Rav Gamliel. Is the bitl chal, yes or no? Rabbi holds bitl mabut, Hashem Gilbert holds the bitl ain't mabut. Then we had another machloikis, im yochel levato ze bifnei ze. Rabbi holds yochel levato, Hashem ben Gamliel holds any yochel levato. So now, Rabbi Shmuel by Yudah said, I heard from Rab Abba Tarti, two psokim, chode ke Rabbi, in one machloikis, we paskin like Rabbi. V'chode ke Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. In one machlekes we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. V'lo yodana, and I don't know, hai ke Rabbi vai ke Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That means that's all I remember. In one machlekes we paskin like one we paskin like the other, but I don't know which machlekes we paskin like Rabbi, and which machlekes we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Let us see Rashi. Shamet minei de rababe tarti, kloima, vahanach tarti plukte de rabbi in Rav Shimon Gamliel, bebitloi mevuto, obiyochel levato ze shaloi bifneze, shamet mino de rabbi abe de kove hilchus ebet avayu, vipaskin, chode ke rabbi, vachode ke Rav Shimon Gamliel. I don't know how the psokim work. Now let us see Taisvis. Zag Taisvis, Anamed Aleph. Rabbi Savar Eidish Shabotla Miktosa Loibotla Kula. So Rashi had learned Pshat that Rabbi holds one is permitted to be Mevato Zeh Shaloi Bifnei Zeh. So if he's permitted, So then HaKochach, he held, Eide Shabbatla Mitzasa Loi Batla Kula, because if he would hold Batla Kula, he wouldn't be permitted. And Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel holds, he's not permitted. Is an Iser Levato Zeh Shaloi Bifneze. So if he's not permitted, HaKochach, he holds, Eide Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. Zaktaisvis Ve'im Taima Menole lahashas de sova loibot lakula. How did the shas figure out that Rebbe holds eide shabot la mitzosa loibot lakula? Viyoche levato, and that what he says, viyoche levato, hainu afilu lachatchile. That means, if you'll fatayt, yochel means it's permissible. So then is Eiskishpat, the Rebbe holds that Eidish Abotla Mikzosa, Loi Botla Kula, if it's permissible to be Mavato, one, Shaloi Bifnei Hasheni, so Kochach he has to hold Loi Botla Kula, because if he holds Botla Kula, how could it be permissible? Think of Taisvis, where did Chazal see in Rebbe that it's permissible? Dilmisova botlokula. Maybe Rebbe holds botlokula. Vafilo hochi, yochel levatel bidiyavet. Yochel does not mean permissible. Yochel means capable. So memele, so could be everyone holds eidish a botlomitzosa botlokula. That the other Edom will become bottle. And the other Edom is being mevatel shaloi bifneye. And it's not permitted to do it, but the shaila is bitloi mevutel, is bitloi ein mevutel. So we had a machloikis before. Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe holds bitloi mevutel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds bitloi mevutel. So that's this machloikis. Yochel, Rebbe holds yochel mevatel ze shaloi bifneye. Even though the other one will become mevutel shaloi b'fanav, no Rebbe holds yochel levatel zeh shaloi b'fanav, even though the both become bottle. Bitloi mevutel. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds bitloi ein mevutel, because he holds, that's what he held before. So that's Taisvis Kasha. Dil mesova botla kula, bevelochi yochel levatel b'diyevet. The leel isloi bitloi mevutel. The meloshin yochel leimotzi lemeidik shiye mutel levato lechatchile. Yochel does not mean permissible. Yochel means capable. Ki demuchach bepeirik hazov. This is enough in the Gemara nazo. The oma hoime lechaveiroi matona ni neisin lo. A person told his chava, I'm going to give you a matona. Yochel lachzabai. He can have charote. Frag the Gemara oporich. Yochel can have charote. Pshita, fashteitzach he can have charote. If there was no maise kinyan, and he says, I'll give you a matona, fashteitzach he can have charote. Ela eima muta lachzabai. You have to make a grais of it. There's no din of henshalach tzedek. You're permitted to have charote. Okay? So we see klar in the Gemara that yochel does not mean mutter. Yochel means capable. So if yochel means capable, so memele, so we hear, so the whole beer that the Gemara had explained, the machloikis, Rebbe Yemshim Gamliel, botlokula, lay botlokula, is not muchach. Everyone can hold botlokula, vafal pikein. Rebbe holds yochel levato, ze shaloi bifnei ze. V'yeshleima. V'mashmalei milse de Rebbe, the Gemara understood, di yochel levatel afilu bifnei echot. Yochel levatel ze shaloi bifnei ze means that the one that is being mevatel is not being mevatel bifnei abezn. Is mevato ze shaloi bifnei ze, and for all practical purposes, the only one who is around is this shliach. Now, if this shliach is around, That's all. So then, we had learned in Taisus Taflamed Beis Hamed Beis. Taisus had said, "I'm more than the Yisod." Taisus said this in Taflamed Beis Hamed Aleph also, that there were two takanas. There was one takana which the Mishnah doesn't even speak about, and then there's a second takana which the Mishnah does speak about. There was the takana that the Mishnah speaks about is the Rabbi Gamliel was mesakin. You shouldn't be mevatel bifnei bezdin, bifnei tikkun ha'olam. In Takonis Ram Gamliel is, Rav Sheshe says that there's three to a bezdin, Rav Nachman says there's two to a bezdin. And that was Takonis Ram Gamliel, you should not be mevatel in front of a bezdin, in front of three or two. And what is the reason, according to Rav Sheshes, there's a takonis agunis, according to, even though everyone will hear about the bittul, but it's a takonis agunis, he finds it very convenient to make his wife an agune. According to Rav Nachman, there's a takonis mamzeris, he's mevatel bifnei shnayim, so they might not hear about it, there'll be a kilkul of mamzeris. That was Takonis Ram Gamliel. Then Taisvis said before, and Aflamed Beis Amed Beis, but if he'll be Mevatel in front of two according to Rav Sheshes, or he was Mevatel Lifnei one according to Rav Nachman, so there is a Takonik Duma that the Bittul is not Chal. Period. And that Takonik Duma was Alts Mamzeris. That means there's a much greater shash of mamzeres over here, and here the bittul is not chal in ganzen according to anyone. I feel according to Rebbe, the bittloi mevutel of Rebbe is on Ram Gamliel's takone, which is speaking about that there was a bezin, three or two. But there's a takone kedume that if you have two or one, the bittul is bechlal not chal. Bitloy ain't mevutel according to everyone. So Taisvah says, the Gemara understood, Yochel Levatel Ze Sheloi Bifnei Ze. He's speaking about that even though there's only one person by the Bitl of Ze. The Mashmalay Milse the Rebbe the Yochel Levatel Afilu Bifnei Echo. You mevatel Ze without your Afal got yet. So, let's again skip over this Dover Shebel V'Pochus Mishnai for 1 second. So Taisvis is saying as follows. He says, this machloikis of Yochel Levatel Zeh Sheloi Bifnei Zeh means that we only have one person that is aware of this bittul. Let us say it's the shliach that's aware of the bittul. Now, if the shliach is aware of his bittul, the shliach is mavdeidis, mavadus aware of his bittul, so the other eidim will not find out at all about this. So memele, they're gonna go and they're gonna write a get, they're gonna give it to her, and there's gonna be a shrekleche kilkel of mamzeiris. And such a kilkel of mamzeres, everyone holds bitlei einem mevutel. This is a takone kedume. This is not Ram Gamliel's takone. So memele, so that's the story here. Yochel levatel zeh means that there was only a zeh there. There's only one person there. And this bitl, if you hold eidish a botla miktos a botla kule, so the other eidim, since they're unaware of this bittul, so they'll come out a shrekleche kukul of mamzeres. So how could Rabbi say yochel levatel zeh sheloi bifnei zeh? You can't tell me because Rabbi holds bitle mevutel. That's if he was mevatel bifnei a bezdin. But here we're speaking about his mevatel bifnei a yochet. So memele, how could Rabbi say yochel levatel zeh sheloi bifnei zeh? If Rebbe Odeidis, Shabotla Mitzosa, Botla Kula, there'll be a terrible kilkul. Because the other Adam, the remaining Adam, will go and write again and give it over to her. So Kocher is Eiskishpat. And Rebbe holds, Eidish Batal Mitzvah, so like Batal Akula. So there's no Kilkul. That's why Rebbe can say like this, it wouldn't be Yochel. That, so Yochel means Taka Yochel capable. And if Rebbe can say that he's capable to be Mavatal Zeh, Shalai Bifnei Zeh, is Eishkish Pao, that Rebbe holds Eidish Batal Mitzvah, like Batal Akula. That is what Eishkish says. Now, Tosfos said in the Kimtet, speaking about this only Echot. Now, Tosfos says, Sakasha, how can I speak about this only Echot? I forgot the name, Dover Shebelva, Pochas Mishnai. How can I say this only Echot? Kimin Shilashlich, Atzmai, Oyma Shemavatla, Yehumevutu. Now, what is Pshat in Tosfos Kasha and Tosfos Teretz? So I'd just like to say over how the Chazanish learns Pshat in Tosfos, so we'll know one Pshat in Tosfos. The Chazon Ish learns Pshat and Tosfos as follows. What all of a sudden came in Eidava Shebel Bepochas Mishnah? What is bothering Tosfos? So the Chazon Ish says a very interesting Pshat. Chazon Ish says as follows. In Bittul Shlichus, what will the din be if a person will go, let's forget about Takonis. There's a Takone, Mamzeres, that's Takonis. Let's talk about Mikir Adin. A person will go into his house, and he'll go and shut the door, no one hears him, and he'll scream out loud, I'm a vatal the shluchim. I'm a vatal the eidim, I'm a vatal the shluchim, and finished. Will this be a good bitl min ha-teire? Zavtele kechazaynish, it's dvorem betelem amavutalem. It doesn't have a teire's bitl. Why not? It's dvorem shebaleiv. Why is it called dvorem shebaleiv? He screamed with all his... If he said something and no one knows about it, this is called Dvorim Shebaleiv. You made two shluchim and now you mevatel them. Bechadrei chadorim, you could scream to the top of your lungs, but al kaponim, this is called Dvorim Shebaleiv, and it will not help. That's Yisayin number al. So Yisayin number bay, so Taisva says, so if there's a klal that bittel is only considered a bittel if people are aware what I did, then it's called a bittel. If no one is aware, it's not called a bittel. So Tosfos had a problem. I'm going to go over to the shliach. Tell the shliach, you know, I was mevatel you, a shliach. So zukta chazaynish, let's think for 1 minute, what's going to be? The shliach will ignore the baal completely. And the shliach will go and give over the get. He'll give over the get. I'll write a get, give over the get. The baal will come over to me. Give a shemesh shemayim. I was mevatel the get. Shliach says, you're a lie, never mevatel again. Who will be believed? So he says, no one's going to believe, the shliach is going to be believed, because the Baal is saying that he made him a shliach to give over again. Now he is saying that I was mevatel the shliachs. That means, so I'm saying he's not capable of writing again and giving over again. This is a hagodin adover shebe'elve. He says, you're not nemun to say such a thing. So Mamela Sotosvis held a Haggadah, which in Besdin, if there'll be a Hakrosha from the Yed, will not be Nemon. Perhaps this is called Vorm Shebaleiv, because he doesn't have Nemonis to be Mevara, that he was Mevato. So Tosfos says there's no such thing. But that's how the Chazon Ish learns Pshat in Tosfos. So he'll never, if it's speaking about, he was mevatel elo bifnei echod, so he will not be believed to say that he was mevatel. So Tosfos says that's not called Dvorim Shebaleiv. Kivin shel shliach atzmai eimushu mevatlei umevutel. He told the shliach, and if the shliach would be makrishim, he would not have an amonis to disprove him. That's nothing. That is nothing. But kivin shel shliach atzmai eimushu mevatlei umevutel, and it's not called Dvorim Shebaleiv. Inami. Now Tosfos isn't so sure about this. Inami afilu loy mahani beloy shnayim. Afilu you say, no, that this is called Vorm Shebaleiv. So Kocher has to be speaking about that there were shnayim. So if this was shnayim already, so then So then, Shnayim, according to Rav Nachman, is totally in Takonis, Am Gamliel. Am Gamliel said, you should not be Mevatel b'fnei Shnayim. So we're back to the Kashi. Is Inami afiloi mani b'loi Shnayim, b'komokim yochel Mevatel b'fnei beis, zeh shaloi b'fnei zeh. So Taisva says, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha, you came in a battle zeh shaloi b'fnei zeh. But alt koil, since it's zeh shaloi b'fnei zeh, there's no koil. So lemaise, we would have this takone kedume, that the middle is not chalafil according to Rabbi, because since he was mavato shnaim zeh shaloi b'fnei zeh, there's no koil, there's a big chash mamzeres, so mamela fila rabbi holds bitla eine mevutl. So therefore, the ibotla kula, if rabbi would hold, eide shabotla mitrosa botla kula, afila rabbi moided eine mevutl, afila bediyevet, kedefrishes la, like I said in daf lamed beis, lamed beis, the daf kivifne gimul rav sheishes, the holding of bitloi mevutal that Rabbi said is dafke according to Rav Sheshes that they were gimel. Oy bifnei shnayim biyachad l'Rav Nachman, or there were two, but they were together. L'Rav Nachman. So then there's a keil. So there's no shash of mamzeres to make it bitloi in a mevutal according to the takone kedume. So then it's only totally in Rav Gamliel's takone. And here it's speaking about that it was a bitl b'fnei echot or b'fnei shnayim zeh shaloi b'fnei zeh. So if Rabbi would hold either shabotla miktsos or botla kula, there would not be, the bitl would never be chal, because here everyone is made bitloi einem mevut. Inami, the Taisus says a third kimte, afal gav de bitloi bebezn, Afilu will say, bit, ainu yachal avatl zeh shalai b'fnei zeh, means he was mevatl b'bezn. There were three people there, two people there. Aime rebi, the mevutl, inami, avagav the bitle b'bezn, aime rebi, the mevutl. That what rebi says, bitle b'bezn, bitle mevutl. Haine mishum dosim lakal ameichesh kulei haile mamzeres, kus tachshash of mamzeres is not too bad. Tavos, sheim yevod al shliach, let's say b'mavadlo b'fnei shnayim, according to Rav Nachman. So even though there's not such a great keil by shnayim, but it's not such a terrible chash, sheim yevod al shliach, if the shliach will find out about the bitl, koydem anasine, lo yitnenu lo. He heard that they were mevatu. That means it's not a guarantee that the shliach will hear of the will hear about it. But if he does hear about it, there's no chash leitnenu lo. Oy leisha, or if the isha will hear about it, kaidim shatinase leitinase. So there, since the bittul accomplished that if they'll hear about it before the get is given over or before she got married, she won't get married, and he won't give over the get. So there, Rabbi holds bitle mevutl. Aval kan. But over here, afilu kshayeidu kula. Afilu, they'll find out about it. The shluchim will find out, the eidim will find out that he was mevatl, these two eidim. They'll find out about it. Vigam ha'isha. And they should also find out shebitel habal miktsas minasore. But this idea of a bitel miktsas minasore pomim yitu v'yiyu svurim shacherim leinis batlu. They will not be such great lomdim to know the lomdis of Rav Shimon Gamliel eidah shebatlu miktsas habatlu kula. That means that even they'll become aware of the bitel of these two eidim, they will still not know that the other Edom are also apostles. Viti no se al yedei gita, so she's going to get married. ולקח עמו יוסוף ובוטלו כולו, היה מוידה דייני מבוטל. So then Rebbe would be מוידה דייני מבוטל, because here there's a tremendous shash of mamzeres. So בקיצר, תויסביס said three אוקימתס, three מהלכים, that this din of Eine Yochel Levato, that Rabbi says, Zeh Shalai Bifnei Zeh, is speaking about one of three cases. Either there's one aid there, or there's two aidim Zeh Shalai Bifnei Zeh, or a fellow there's a bezdin, but in all these three cases, there's a tremendous chash of mamzeres over here. By one aid, in two aidim Zeh Shalai Bifnei Zeh, there's not enough of a koil. So there's a medical shash of mamzeres. Or, I feel it's speaking about a bezdin, but since Eidim and the Isha are not necessarily aware of the cloud of Eidisha, botla mitzosa, botla kula, so again there's a tremendous shash of mamzeres. So when there's a shash of mamzeres, everyone holds bitul mevutul. So memeles, or the gemore, so that's this case over here. So therefore, the Gemara had to say that Rabbi holds Eidish a bottle mitzosa, loy bottle akula. Because if he holds bottle akula, there's three ma'alchem, there's a chashash of mamzeres, that if the Rabbi holds bitla, einoi mevut. Period. Lekach, ima yisov, a bottle akula, yamoydad einoi mevut. Well, if he's there, so now Tosfos says, Osi Shapir Ma Shemistape Kashas Haike Rebbe Vahaike Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Afilu Maide Magmin Pluktai Beide Shabbat Mitzosa Afilu Kaimulon Ke Rebbe Bebitle Mevuto Bezeh Shalei Bivnei Zem Osi Shapir Lipsai Reb Shimon Gamliel Da Eine Mevuto Afilu Rebbe Habe Sova Motla Kula Habe Maide Baim El Asore She Eine Mevuto. So Tyson says like this. Tyson had a shrekliche problem. We just learned a Gemara that Rav Shmuel by Yehuda heard from Rav Abba, we hear two machlekes. There's one machlekes, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, bitle mevuto, bitle eine mevuto. We have another machlekes, Rabbi Yochel Levatel Zeh Shalei Bifnei Zeh, and he was Oyvedaitzis, he didn't know where do we paskel like Rabbi, and where do we paskel like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Tosfos says, I have a poshut way to figure this out. If you pass him by, according to Rebbe, that bitloy mevutol in the first machlokes, so how could you pass him according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, ain't yochel levatel zeh shalei bifnei zeh? You can't be mevatel. How can you say you can't be mevatel? You say ain't shabbat lo mitzos abot lo kuv. How can you say you can't be mevatel? It's bitloy mevutol. How could you pass him like Rebbe and pass him to Shimon Gamliel? So Tosfos says, but the way I said now is gewaldic, because this case is speaking about that everyone holds bitloy einei mevutol, because it's speaking about the bitloy was bifnei echad, or bifnei shnayim zeh shloy bifnei zeh, or a filav was bifnei bezin, but people will be unaware of this yisod of eidi shabbat lamitzos abot lakula. So therefore, I could paskin like Rebbe, that Eidish Shabbatla, that Bitloi Eine Mevutul, I can have Bitloi Mevutul, and I can hold Eine Yochel Levatel Zeh Shalei Bifnei Zeh. That's what Taisa says over here. That the Lukaim Belon Ke Rebbe, be Bitloi Mevutul, be Zeh Shalei Bifnei Zeh, Matzi Shapa Livsei Ke Rab Shimon Gamliel, the Eine Mevutul, that the Rebbe Yavasove Botla Kula, Ava Moide Baim Elasorish Eine Mevutul. So Tosfos just said three mahalchim in our Gemara, that our Gemara that is speaking about the problem of being mevatel zeh shalei bifnei zeh, a problem that the others that become bottle shalei bifnei. So Tosfos says this is speaking about not with the takona of Rabban Gamliel, Azokin, because there Rabbi holds bitloi mevutol. Now here we're speaking about that there was a bitol that a full Rabbi holds bitloi eine mevutol. Aval mitoich perish akuntres mashmem. Rosham Gamliel, the botla kule, אב זה מתקונס למגמל רשי שס כסי דה אין זה לקה את הקונס אבל רשי did not hold all these חשבינס of תויספס רשי is mit is learning that the second machlokes is speaking about he was over at takonis ram gamliel so according to rashi we're back where we started from so what is the raya that rabbi holds aidish batla mitzos alay batla kula fully holds batla kula but since rabbi holds bitloy mevutos yochol batol ze shalay bifneze al mitay that's al mitay shakundres mashme Rav Shimon Gamliel, the bottle of kula, avzemi takonis, Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's what Rashi says. Va'ol kolchoch, l'man di oma, b'bnei takonis agunis, lo'idomi ahadodi. Now, these, I'd just like to explain for 4 minutes what Tosfos is saying over here. We had before a machlokes Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman, what is the tikkun ha'olam that Rav Gamliel said you have to be mevatel bifnei hashliach? What is the tikkun ha'olam? Rav Nachman said takonas mamzeches. Rav Nachman holds bezin is sorry. We had a machlokes Rav Yechonah Reish Lakish, but it's the same machlokes. Machlokes Rav Yechonah Reish Lakish. What is the tikkun ha'olam that Rav Gamliel made a takonim? So, the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Yechanan holds, like Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Yechanan holds, like Rav Nachman, that Besdin is two. So the Tikkun Olam is that he shouldn't be Mevatel Bifnei Shnayim because Alz Kilkul, Alz Mamzeres. Rav Reish Lakish holds, like Rav Sheshes, that Besdin is three. If Besdin is three, so why can you be mevatel bifnei three? Alts takonas agunis, because if we have the convenience to be mevatel bifnei shloish, you doesn't have to chase the shliach. So be agunis, so meila you can't be mevatel bifnei three. Now let's just think out loud for 1 minute. According to Reish Lakish, the tam of Rav Gamliel is takonas agunis. Fine. Now let's learn. We have here Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, "Eini yochel levatol zeh shaloi bifnei zeh." Als eide shabbat lo mitzasa bat lo kula. Now let us think out loud. Will there be a takonas agunis if a person there were 10 edim who's mevatel 2 of the edim? Will there be a, and we say eide shabbat lo mitzasa bat lo kula? Will there be a takonas agunis? So Rabbi Kiveger and the Chazon Ish both say there won't be a takonis agunis over here, because when this person takonis agunis was, they wanted the person, he wants to be mevatel, he shouldn't sit back and go to Bezni, he should chase the shliach, he should chase the Eidim. That was the takonis agunis. Now this person, there are 10 potential Eidim. He went over and he chased, finally he found 2 Eidim. He told these 2 Eidim, I'm mevatel you. Your bottle. Now, is there any more kilkul in takonis agunis over here? There's no takonis agunis whatsoever over here. No, so what's wrong? What is pshad in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Eini yochel levatol zeh shalei bifnei zeh. Why not? What's wrong? He went over to two edim. He was mevatol them. He was yoytze. No, there's no takonis agunis. He didn't sit back. He wasn't mevatel by remote control. He went over to Tuvain and found the Tuvain and told mevatel. He didn't go and he had to chase all 10 Eidim. As takonis agunis, I chased 2 Eidim. So, he didn't do anything wrong. So, and according to Rav Sheshes, the Bezdin is 3. So, he was mevatel 2, bifnei shloisha. The others will hear about it. There's no problem of takonis agunis. We'll hold eidish a botla mikzosa a botla kula. So all of them became botla, fine. So what is pshat Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? How did Rav Sheshes? We have here machlokes Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. We have here 2 mahalchim in the Gemara. One pshat is Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's not also takonis, it's also kamusa the misavda bifnei asa. Fine.
But there's the first pshat, the pshat of Shem Gamliel is also the gzeira, also the kon, also the kon from Gamliel. Where does, according to Rav Sheshes, what is pshat over here? How can Rav Shem Gamliel say, in yochel avat al zeh shalei bifnei zeh? The toisvis, dach man al kol choch sogen, and it is speaking about, the bitl was not bifnei shloisha, the bitl was bifnei shnaim, or bifnei yechel, the way I told you before, and there's a chshash mam zeiris, afilu according to Rav Sheshes, that's what the Gemara talks about Mamzeres. So al kolchach, you have to say that that's the story. Now, what is Taisa saying? Zutra bekevega azay. Zutra bekevega. The Emerson Taisvis had behind their minds a shtickle problem. Taisvis said, we had two machloikas and one after the other. One machloikas is bitloi nevutl, bitloi shay nevutl. One machloikas. And this is speaking about Bifnei Shloisha, Bifnei Shnai. He was second machloikis, Eini Yochel Avatul Zeh, Shalei Bifnei Zeh. Now, what is this speaking about? Zaktais, oh, this is not like the case before. This is speaking about a different case. This is speaking about that there were only two or one. So, that's what Taisa says. This is somewhat a different case. Now, Kan Shaila Ben, Abiseinu Balei HaTaisvis, if this case is not speaking like the same like the previous Baraisa, wouldn't it be very nice for the Gemara to explain this? You have two baraisas, one after the other, bitle mevutel, yeah. And now, second case, and Yochama, the Gemara should have said this. And it seems, since the Gemara didn't say it, it seems it's the same case. So this is a big raya to Rashi, that this is also speaking about Batakonas Ram Gamliel Hazokin. That's what we're speaking about. This is the case. Not like Taisvis. So Taisvis is saying, fine, you have a kasha on me. But according to Rav Sheshes, can this be speaking about the same case? According to Rav Sheshes, that according to Reish Lakish, well, like Rav Sheshes, that it's speaking about a bezin of shloisha. So the second case can't be speaking about that there was three by the bezin. If there's three by the bezin, Rav Shimon Gamliel is very shver. Is al kolchach taf min zogin that leidomi zelozeh. That one isn't daima to the other. That the second barais is not daima to the first barais. So according to me, we also say the same thing. That's what Taisa says. That Taisa is saying.